Okay, why are we doing this funny stuff? There's some space left here, here, but there are not more people. Okay, this is maybe because it now will get a bit anstrengend, I think is the German word, because Travis will introduce us into the deep and ugly details of interoperability. And please give him a warm welcome, and I hope that by the end there's also some space left for your questions.
Hello. So there may or may not be time for questions. There's a lot of detail. This is a 60-minute talk compressed down to hopefully 22-ish minutes. So we will see how we go. But yeah, I'm here to talk about the technical details of interoperability. I'm also Travis. If you don't know me, I'm the director for standards development at matrix.org. I'm also on the spec core team. I run T2Bot, and I work at Element for trust and safety. I have a few jobs. But good news, there's already more that we can talk about. So Matthew had the talk this morning, if you haven't seen that or seen the recap of it about 10 minutes ago. Covers DMA and the timelines in a lot more detail. To recap, though, the DMA requires gatekeepers or large messaging providers to open up their APIs and their systems for interoperability. Encryption must be maintained between those providers, so you cannot break encryption for the sake of interoperating. You have to maintain it. These messengers have three options. You can become multi-headed, similar to Beeper Mini, where you have all the networks available in your one client, and you just kind of switch between them. You can create a bridge app where the user downloads a third thing, and then you bridge locally on the device.